Hey Jane and everyone there on East Coast.
What's happening? Hope it's having a good weekend.
Yeah, happy Saturday. We finally managed to get ourselves out of Vladivostok. It's been a difficult 10 days. We've just been kind of camping out in bus stations, and yeah, we made a bit of a rookie error because we didn't really have a choice, to be honest, but we took a train that took us right across Russia. We were on it for a week and we were trying to get to the other side because there was potentially a boat that was going to take us straight across to the States, and we missed the boat. So then we were left on the other side of Russia with no real plan.
Yeah, it was kind of like literally we were talking about it the other day, and like when you're sitting at home in Durbs, like if you kind of think of what's like the furthest point you can imagine from home other than like the North Pole, it's pretty much that sort of area of Russia. So like just quite a crazy feeling getting all the way there, and then also getting all the way there and your lift across to America is no longer existing.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's like a very well, I suppose the culture is quite different to ours, and we were just like huddled around outside these little you know, cold streets having vodka with these Russian guys, and yeah, it was just really, really interesting.
Yeah, you cross on the train, you cross that Siberia, it's the Trans-Siberian Express, and like it's just freezing, there's snow, and it's weird also because you're traveling like across, you just the same scenery for just days and days and days, and but at the same time it's insanely beautiful. So Russia was quite an amazing experience. You crossed how many time zones?
Yeah, I think we crossed like five different time zones on the train. So yeah, it was crazy, and also just being cooped up in that train with, I mean, it's almost
like
feels like
prison.
It's like a prison and you're there with your cellmates, and you just kind of, you know, everyone just there's no real showers or anything, so everyone's just like living on it. It's kind of like real hobo style, you know.
Yeah, but it's at the same time, it's a lot of fun. You get some time to like meet people, obviously, and although like we only met one guy who spoke English on the train, you still just managed to get by just by like either with a phone like sharing stuff or just a lot of hand signals and stuff. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun. But yeah, good news, because we finally heading towards the States. We looked for both for ages, couldn't find anything, did some busking.
Yeah, and then actually through the busking video, we a guy that picked us up in the Eastern Cape right in the beginning of the trip, Lloyd, he got in touch, and with the help of his company, Trink, they got us some tickets across to the States. So it's quite a strange feeling for this whole mammoth journey to finally be done.
Yeah, and kind of just almost we were sad to miss the boat, but like it was quite poetic, just like one of our first lifts in South Africa being our last, well, first lift into America. So yeah, off to the States soon, and closer to Ellen.
Yeah, but next update hopefully from LA. So
yeah. Sweet. Cheers.